Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Hi, I'm Alexis Ohanian. You may know me as one of the co-founders of Reddit, but more recently, a large part of my identity is being a father to my wonderful daughters. In my podcast, Business Dad, I hope to open the conversation about working parents a bit. You'll get to hear from a wide range of business dads, from Rainn Wilson and Guy Raz to Todd Carmichael and Shane Battier, to find out how they balance being a dad with a successful career. Business Dad is available now, so be sure to listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, talkers, to The Lucky Die. Previously, Laffian asks for permission, Ra seeks more hourglasses, Squash leads a discussion, as Rotana finds reinforcements for her first paladin. The team and their powerful friends create a new plan to contain Daechin, one with many moving parts that involves the Aether, and finding something very important to Daechin. Diving into the link that Dana has, Laffian discovers the location of an anchor on the physical plane. Does Daechin have an hourglass? Will Emil be a suitable guardian for the Aether? And are Damas and Inverna walking into bigger trouble than they can handle? I guess we're about to find out. Welcome back to The Lucky Die.
To start, because I don't exactly know what your plans are for this evening. I mean, you guys have been running quite a few hours than your companions around you. It's kind of, the sun is setting at this point, but few, you've been awake for what feels like hours and hours longer than you should be because of your time differential from Kino. So who wants to go somewhere? The gentlemen of the team are in Dana's apartment, and Zoltana is around by the stables, having just arranged for additional people to go help Damaz and Inverna.
Ra sent Ama to talk to Opella because Ra's stupid is toes in politics. So Ra needs to go check on Ama at some point. See if she's had any news come from whatever it was that I sent her to talk to Opella for.
Okay. You could go in and check on Ama. Ama was just, so far as you know, heading off to find something for Lana and finding Opella to perhaps talk about something to do with getting more alchemist stone so you can make more webs of creation. Don't exactly know what the plan is that, and you don't exactly know where Ama is right now. You assume she'll appear in the night at some point. But, or you could go hunt her down. There are still like command tents around the outside of Falsum where Apella's original army was. There is a much smaller amount of them now because most of the army has been dispersed so that they don't eat all the resources of the current area. But you can still see the command tent there. So if you want to directly go to check Apella, then you know where she is. Maybe where she is.
Yeah. I mean, I think he would at least walk around that area. So at some point, I think he would probably... try to stick his head in and see, hey, like,
yeah, that's
the amount of time that's passed is basically just long enough for us to go down and have had our plan party meeting, right? So theoretically, yeah. If she were having a longer conversation, she would just be getting out and may still be in there. So who knows?
Yeah, that's correct. Absolutely. Yeah, you mean you could head out towards that. Are you taking any of your fellows with you? I'm going to say for sake of ease, Zoltana will be kind of where you come down off. So Dana's apartment is above a blacksmith. And as you make your way down, y'all can see Zoltana there. So if you want to go as a group or if you want to split up, this is entirely up to y'all.
That's up to Neil or Brawl.
I mean, that's up to y'all. I don't think Ross necessarily. You can, yeah. If you're in, if you hear Raw, fine. Raw mentions to y'all that he's going to Apella.
I think Squash has enough on his mind right now. He's just like, I'm not going to deal with that. Like, I'm just gonna let you go.
The Empress of your people. Yeah, let's not deal with that today.
My people. I'm a fucking halfling.
Yeah. Yeah. Of the South. She's Dusk, which is the entirety of the South, which includes most halfling places. She's probably even never heard of... Actually, she has heard of Empty Shadows. That's not the point.
Whatever.
All right, so Squash is passing on the chance to talk to Empress Apella.
She doesn't like me, so maybe I shouldn't go.
I figured that Balance would be the one that was like, I should not let Raul fuck something up.
Well, no, because for some reason she seems to have a soft spot for you, but she hates me, so it's fine.
Hate is a strong word. She doesn't.
She dislikes the monarchy.
Dislikes.
You are kind of like on opposing sides of a war.
We're not at war.
What about Zoltana?
Oh, I am going to go with Raul. Now that I think about it, Apella is kind of hot, and I am interested in going and looking at her face some more.
I love it. So we'll stay with Raul and with Zoltana for the moment, and then Laffian and Squash, you can figure out what you want to do, or if you just say, I'm going to go to sleep. Problem solved. Raul, Zoltana, you make your way over to where Apella's command tent is. It's guarded, but they kind of know you, and most of them would at least recognize Zoltana one way or another. You approach the tent, and the very kind of like tall, bare-chested guard that has been there before just puts one hand up, dips their head inside, says something, and gets a moment of breathing before they put their head back out and say, yeah, she'll see you, and just lets you in.
Yay.
You do in fact find Aima there.
Yay.
She is kind of sitting at the table opposite Apella, and Apella is sitting there. She has one of her guards behind her. She's not wearing her armor right now. She's just kind of stripped most of that off, and she's just not exactly relaxing, but like this isn't a time for war right now. But she does look very tired and very haggard. You can see that she has a lot of like her hands and her forearms are covered in a lot of cuts and bruises, and you can see it's still covered in kind of like rock dust. And you can see that under her fingernails are very dirty and covered in dirt. She looks like she's been heavily at work today, like physical labor. Well, what are you doing here?
Hey, we just finished up our kind of meeting and, you know, figured I'd catch back up.
Yeah, she smiles at you and like she pats like the chair next to her. You can see that she's sitting on her chair, but she's turned it round so like the back of the chair is to one side of her, so her tail can just swing either side. Apella kind of like stands up when she sees Zoltana's like, yeah, come sit down. Bloodiness, well. So what can I do for you? Amir has been telling me about
looking for more alchemist stones and possibly making more webs of creation and stuff.
Right. I think we are coming up with a plan. I had the plan and someone else had the plan and things got more complicated and, but I think there's still a plan.
Abella kind of like smiles, and she says, yeah, everyone's got a plan one way or another, haven't they? Leeching being out is a real kicker.
Yeah. Probably not really good.
I don't know where the hell we're going to get all these gemstones from. Let alone all the weird shit like the fucking tears and blood and shit. Oh my god. Sorry, goddess. I'm sorry, Sultana.
It's all right.
She kind of half smiles at you. But we'll figure it out. One of my mages said that Grimps dropped off one of these stones pretty recently, so at least that solves that problem. I've got someone going after another lead we were given from Carson's, that there is another alchemist stone sent off with some people that we sent away. So hopefully we'll get that back in time for the next moon and we'll be able to make two. Oh, shit.
Okay, well that would... How much time is that again?
18 days. We've got 18 days before we can make another one, and then we've got to find the fucker.
Can we tell them our plan, Sultana? Is there like a scry thing we're worried about? Or
Sultana kind of like shrugs at you and is like, I don't know that there's going to be scrying happening.
I'm sorry, what? Scrying? We have to worry about that as a threat as well.
Yeah, we got scryed while we were trying to get some stuff done a couple days ago. Day ago?
So we might be able to put him somewhere, but not the stalking. Where? Kind of eek rock
in the ether.
Yeah. But Raw doesn't understand.
Oh. Oh. If it's anti-scrying stuff, what's left of the Witcher Society usually has a couple of those trinkets about. I mean, it's in a bit of a shambles right now, so maybe nobody knows exactly where anything is, but that'd be your best bet. Keep yourself safe.
Okay. I can't remember what all the things we need to do for, putting Dacian in somewhere where I think there's nothing. I don't remember if we're going to need help with that, but we were hoping that...
Let me put it like this. Dacian has killed enough of my friends today and yesterday that whatever help you need to get him in a bubble, in hell, in Bellum in tiny pieces, shattered into shit, thrown in the ether with me grabbing him myself, I don't give a crap. I'm done with him today. I mean, we were so close to having him wrapped up and no offence, you guys left him in such a fucking precarious position with us. I'm surprised we lasted as long as we did, but... She kind of like puts her head in her hands and she just looks done. And she says, whatever we got to do to put him away. We just need to shout. Just let me know what you need.
Well, if you have luck with the webs and stuff, we could always use a backup.
Right.
By my understanding of our plan, it got more complicated than...
I feel like as the end of days are coming, things are probably going to get a little more complicated before they get brutally simple.
Yeah.
Amos says that you're both going to be going on a random trip to random places and I shouldn't ask any questions. If we get these webs sorted out before you guys are in range, I'll make sure that Aima gets them.
Okay. When we're around, we will check up.
I'm going to be headed back to Vanlas for a bit. I have interesting propositions from the Dusk and from some representatives from Kino. I've got to take them back to my people and talk with them before I can accept them. So I'll be gone for a little bit, but if you need me in emergency, this is where I'm going to be. I'll be in Vanlas, all right?
Okay. Well, be safe then, and good luck.
Yeah, you too. I don't want to be rude, but I've had a really shitty day. I need to take a bath, have a massage, and get some frustrations out. So if you wouldn't mind leaving.
Yeah, Rawl and Aima are making their way out. And Rawl turns around and gives a nice wave. Goodbye. Rawl always has to either wave hello or goodbye.
She kind of gives a wave back and she kind of gives like almost a formal bow to Zoltana as she leaves.
Zoltana nods and does it like kind of like gives like a head bow back, but like, you know, a goddess is above a queen. So,
Empress.
Whatever. Goddess is above all that shit. So,
indeed.
So, unfortunately, it didn't seem like she was in much of a place to have all the answers. But maybe she'll find something.
Apparently, she had spent most of the day helping the miners dig out the people who were caught in the explosion. Unless anything else, Aima is kind of just going to go back to the barracks because it is getting late.
Yeah.
No. Okay, unless either of you think of something you want to do, I'm going to leave you both there for a moment. I'll return to Laffian and Squash.
Nope, can't think of anything.
I can't think of anything at the moment.
It's all right. Then it's sleepy time and food, I guess. Okay, flip a coin. Who wants to go first? Laffian, Squash, are you working together?
There's nothing that I'm... Laffian is quite literally spent.
Okay.
His plan is meditate.
Okay, perfect.
Maybe check in with Marnak, but that's about it.
Yeah, you can do that, no problem.
You know, check out, Marnak. See how my homie's doing. My brain homie. Brain buddy?
Yeah, brain bud.
Pal?
When you like send a message to check in on him and see how he's doing, you get a kind of a garbled response. It's not quite a normal response. There's something slightly out with like the pacing of the message you get back. And it's fairly evident when he speaks and he says, "We're doing fine. The three of us are actually in Bellum right now. We have to go get a thing and place a thing for what we have to do. How are things with you?"
This is a long distance call.
Yes.
Am I getting charged per minute?
You're getting cut charged extremely long distance call. It sounds very out of time. There's something like, again, it's a really distorted sound. It sounds like it's sped up immensely.
Oh. Things are going in a direction here, that's for certain. Good direction or bad direction is to be determined. Gonna be going and dealing with some things on my end tomorrow, so wish me luck.
You hear, "Good luck, my friends. If I can send you some help, I will."
Oh, I'm going to need all the help after this. Counseling, mostly, I think.
yeah. This has been a rough 100 and something days for y'all. Okay. Yep. You just get an update that Marnak is somewhere not on this plane. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Laffin, you can go ahead and have your meditation. You can get your good night's sleep. Yeah. Don't click your long rest buttons yet. Those of you intending on it, you just never know. Also, because Squash is up next and he loves to ruin plans.
All right. So, okay. I'm imagining Balanus gets up and, like, leaves.
He excuses himself. I'm just going to go take a rest. Good evening.
Donna had been, like, bringing out, like, little treats and things, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, just, like, little biscuits or cookies or whatever you want to call them. Yeah. She just presented them with the tea.
I think Squash is staring at whatever food has been brought out and drinking whatever's been, like, brought. And he just kind of... Squash looks at Donna and just asks, like, I've never met you before the whole crater thing, did I?
I think that was the first time we met, eh?
And since then, I have done nothing but ask favor of you.
That... she kind of, like, smiles and is like,
that's kind of true. I don't resent you for it. We live in really strange times.
Difficult times. Who were you before? Because you seem...
No, that seems like a really deep philosophical question that I can only really answer with, I'm Donna. Like, I don't... I'm Donna. Like,
you
I'm
seem
just
very happy in a kitchen, in a home, but you're so powerful. I find it strange to find you in such, I guess, mundane situations.
There are some people who, when they learn magic and they learn a lot, they become like Demi. All powerful, all thinking. Always like to push the boundaries, be involved in everything. Some people like me and Trempel, we aren't like that. I don't seek power to be a bigger, stronger entity in the world. I just wanted to learn more about magic and the way it's used and teach that magic to people who are going to be better at using it and helping out the world. That was never me. I just wanted to learn magic and teach people that magic and raise my family in peace. And God rest my soul, I have the most wonderful man in my life. That's all I ever wanted. We're not all cut out to be heroes.
No, we certainly are not.
She kind of gives you like that stern parental look of like, stop talking bollocks.
You'll make a really good teacher, by the way, if that's what you decide to do.
It's already what I am doing. I've been doing it for 20 years, my love. I'm not as young as I look. That was a side effect of some magic.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there banging down your door to learn that.
No, this was more the kind of accidental side effect of wild magic when I was around some wild sorceresses when I was a bit younger.
Do you need anything from us?
What if I said I just wanted to be left in peace? Could I ever get that?
Squash.
She kind of like has a smile on her face.
Squash empties out the whatever's like left of the cup he's been drinking out of and says, well, at least for tonight, I think I can assure you that.
Can I have you make an insight roll, please?
I think while it was not one of Squash's good abilities, it's one of Squash's abilities.
If it's not trained, I'll be happy.
It's not trained. Fudge.
Thank God.
All right. That's an 11.
All right, you gain. She kind of like looks at you. There's a look on her face that is saying more than what you're able to read. But she just picks up the tea tray and she just smiles at you and just like, well, whatever you decide to do, you should probably go on and continue being a hero. And I'll keep researching the thing you're after.
I'm sorry we can't do more for you.
You save the world for my kids and my grandkid. any more enough for me.
We'll do our best. All right. Thank you so much for housing this thing I did.
You're quite all right.
I'll leave you to it. Thank you and good night. And Squash leaves.
All right. I don't want to ask, but I'm going to. Are you doing anything else before you turn in?
I don't think so. I think Squash is just going to bed.
Great. Awesome. I love it. Fantastic. Yay. You can all click your long rest buttons now.
I need to make my bedtime roll.
Yes, you do. You need to make your wakey up time roll.
Is it a...
I think you are on sixes currently, but let me check.
Oof.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. You did this to yourself.
Did I?
Yes! can I have you roll a d6, please?
3.
You're fine.
Yay.
Yeah, you're gonna be fine another day. There is no acid damage. There's no level of exhaustion for the upcoming trial. four of you meet up for breakfast. As the four of you meet up for breakfast as you're settled down, as you're probably about halfway through your breakfast, you become aware of two people joining you at your table. One is Talus, and one is a person you all recognize as the disguise from the disguise ring.
Are you talking about Kythea's original human form?
Nope. That was in a necklace. The one that Laffian was wearing when he went to the Gentleman's Dueling Club.
Right. The old guy.
Yes.
So there's just an old guy at breakfast.
You would definitely recognize him, every one of you. You would recognize him as the disguise that you had when you went there.
See, my intuition is that Talus is up to some shenanigans and this is one of the kits, but I don't know how Talus could get her hand on the ring. So I'm not sure what shenanigans.
Talus is smiling and she says, "Hi."
Insight.
This is my... What are you inciting, Aethel?
That high, was it genuine? Is she up to no good?
I refuse to allow you to roll when the chances are failure. She says, "Hi, so this is my..." And then she does air quotes. "My uncle, Christopher."
Hi, Talus. Hi, Christopher.
Mm-hmm.
You're never going to guess who he is. Talus, stop it.
Oh, well, good thing you said something. I was about to do a slap upside the head.
Trempel gave me this ring, and he like pulls the ring off, and he's Caden again, and he puts the ring back on and turns back to Christopher.
No, I'm aware of what the ring is, yes.
Yeah. He gave this to me so I can... work on something for Appella. She doesn't know I'm me. With the whole not being allowed to be dead and brought back thing.
Yeah. Kind of a sticking point with the humans.
Yeah.
Is she human? Wait, is Appella human? This whole time I thought she was a dwarf.
No, she's human.
Wow.
You're thinking
good job,
of
Rowena,
and she's in Kino?
Rowena is kind of unknown as to where she is. You kind of assume she is in Kino with Kythea.
Last Kythea That's said the last they were heard. All they were together in yeah. Shyvana. So you're working undercover, in a sense.
Yes. She asked Trempel for someone to. Kind of independent to look into the incident with Daechin. She doesn't trust her own people right now, just in case. And Trempel knew I used to do this before I came to Falsum. So,
Wait, a little bit to learn about Caden. What did you do before this, Caden? We never talk.
We don't, but there is an apocalypse going on. I used to be a detective.
Laffian's eyes light up. Really?
I was never that good at it, but that someone with experience is what she needed.
Oh, now that's exciting. We have to swap stories at some point.
Let's hope we live long enough to do that.
Oh, I intend
to. Daddy, stop it. Have to be positive, remember?
Yeah, like she said, positive.
Yeah.
We're going to win.
So
I hope.
So my Uncle Christopher, and she does the air quotes again.
Hey, stop it. You're going to give it away.
It's going to take me to work with him so we can figure out what happened to the bad guy and how everybody got hurt.
I just want to voice this one concern, and I won't push it any further. If Opella is paranoid that one of her own people betrayed her, and then Trampel proceeds to give her a detective that is using a disguise, that may get you killed. I just want this on the table. I find this plan dangerous.
It is. And he looks at you like very, like kind of, it's very easy to read his expression right now. It's like, it is. But we have to find out how this happened. And if she can't trust her people, hopefully I shouldn't have to speak with Opella. Trempel said he'd sort that, but if so, she doesn't have magic as some of you here do. And if that's the case and I get found out, then we flee. Hopefully I always have a place in the dusk, right, Laffian?
Oh, of course.
And he does that kind of like over the top wink in your direction.
I think she's probably mad enough at Dacian to not immediately make rash decisions.
Yeah. She was down there helping people yesterday until the really tall orc person told her to go away.
Wait. Tall orc person.
Yeah.
Like the magically tall orc person, or just an orc person that was tall?
Just an orc person. They were really tall and they had like this eye patch on.
Right.
Who?
Grumsh Demi.
Oh, Grumsh went Grumsh then. Like not like just Demi Grumsh, like Grumsh Grumsh.
I'm assuming so.
Yeah, he went like fucking huge. Like, they're big ass boulders.
Oh. Okay.
Well, Caden.
Christopher.
Yeah, it's Uncle Christopher, Ancora.
Uncle Caden.
Shh. No. Spoilers.
If you find anything of Dacian's that maybe could help us, then I don't know how hard it's going to be to find all of the things we need to do anything with him. So
I'm not planning on engaging with him. If I find anything, I'll let you know when I see you next.
Okay.
Opella thinks somebody within her own ranks was up, like helped?
Maybe. She wants to be cautious. This is Dacian.
That's a fair concern.
Anyway, and he stands up and Taylor stands up next to him. We need to go start. So good luck on whatever it is you have whatever it is you have to do.
Thank you.
Taylor?
Yeah?
You still have your birthday gift I gave you on you, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's in your pocket somewhere?
Yep.
Good.
And I have the really cool knife that Auntie Anna gave me.
And she kind of reaches down into her boot and pulls out the fucking huge ass knife and puts it back in again.
Damn right.
It's so pretty, but Daddy's teaching me, Uncle Christopher is teaching me how to use it properly. So I don't hurt myself. Anyway, good luck and see you all later.
And she kind of runs over and she gives each of you like a really big hug. And she just kind of like waves at Squash as she passes. And then the pair of them leave.
Oh boy. Okay. Breakfast, right? Food.
Yes.
Sustenance.
There is no food provided for you.
What?
Everything exploded yesterday. Chef's dead.
Can neither confirm nor deny, but no food is provided.
I think Squash has some rations from our desert escapades.
Mm-hmm.
So Squash is not going
to
bother with that.
Oh, okay. The newer desert ones. Okay.
Not the ones from way back. But also, Squash was frozen in time for a while. So, like, they might be a sort of steel rations.
I've still got some Demogorgon eyes if you want to eat those.
Oh, gross.
I was forced to throw away my bear rations from the original desert.
I drew the line. I drew the line at the bear rations.
Remember, you still have that eyeball?
Oh, gross.
Yeah, eat the goddess eyeball. Spider goddess. Gross.
What? That's not a good idea, folks. That is not a good idea.
Forget using it as a magic item. Eat it.
All right. Rations are eaten, so please strike at least one off per person.
I've taken off my character sheet. If somebody doesn't have rations, I'll be happy to provide.
I don't keep track of that shit.
I sure as heck don't remember that. I don't think I ever put my rations on my sheet.
How many rations did we use in the desert?
Well, I'm down to 12. I don't know what the rest of you fuckers are doing.
I have 12, it says.
I had 12.
Now you have 11.
All right. Let's assume everybody now has 11, okay? Please put them on your character sheet. You are going to have to start tracking this. I'm sorry. But in the greater lore of the world and things happening, you're going to need to start tracking your rations.
I hate that I know what you're referencing.
Yes. All right. Rations are eaten. What are you doing now?
I guess we're going to Balak Boot, I think it's called.
Yep.
And from there.
Dumpsh.
That's going to require Demi. Dumpsh. Yeah.
Dumpsh.
I assume you're set out to find Demi slash Grump slash Grump slash whatever it is that they are.
Gremmy?
Whatever ship name you have for them.
Gremmy. I like Gremmy. That sounds good.
I'm not doing
that. That sounds adorable.
Gremmy!
Say that to Grimsh's face. I dare you.
No, he already hates me.
Ask not your lawyer. I highly advise against this course of action.
I plead the fifth. All right.
It doesn't take you long to find them. They're actually kind of back at that fighting pit area. They're helping to move the last of the rocks and the boulders. Like, there's not many of them left. It's kind of, they're much shorter than they were when you last saw them, Squash and Laffian. They've, like, you know, returned to what you would just consider, like, half-orc, like, size and proportions. They're just working away.
Demi? Squash is just going to address her.
Take a persuasion roll.
No, V, you know I'm no good at these.
Is this one you're bad at? Yes. All right, nailing only persuasion and insight checks for you now.
That's a 5.
Oh, okay. They don't turn their head immediately, but like eventually Grimsh just turns around and looks at the four of you.
Hello?
And then he...
What can we do for you?
We're going to Balak's boat, and from there, even further, and we need Demi for that.
You see that like the blackness begins to swirl the little bit of red in there, and he just nods once.
I did agree to it. Fine.
And he kind of like reaches out. And very quickly you find that pull in the back of your navels. And you go spinning through the stalking and things turn slightly strange shade of sepia and you move much faster than you've done with most of your teleports so far. You see your specters. Most of them are looking like they are sad, upsetty, like they have spent a lot of time being told off by the deity of death themselves. but most of them acknowledge you. Zoltana's now two specters are just kind of like waving and cheering in Zoltana's general direction. They seem to be over whatever upset they were in. And you find yourself standing in front of the tallest tree in Belikbud, the one where you had the fight with your aunt, the one where you would know most of the council sessions happen. The four of you find yourselves there.
Okay. Not where I was expecting to turn up.
Has Demi been here before, or what's this Grumsh doing?
Well, Demi's been here before.
Yeah, you see like Grumsh kind of frown in your like general direction.
When was Demi here?
When we fought my aunt? Well, after that, but...
Yes!
Right.
Demi made sure
she came after her.
And points at Laffian.
He just does, like, some finger wiggles, like, you know, the magic stuff on...
Yeah, that thing! Yeah, like, yeah, that's exactly it.
The Geas, I think it was, that whole thing.
Right! Yes.
Exactly.
Sorry.
It was a long time ago. Well, it was only like, what, month and a half? Month?
And also, as head of the Witcher Society, she has been here often.
Fair. We are a people of magical nature, so.
Indeed.
So, we have to find the catacombs or mausoleum or... if this is above ground, it would be a cigarette, right?
Well, so here's the thing. I don't know what... burial procedures were like for more ancient elven folk. Squash, I don't think you were around for it, but I told these two already that the way that it typically worked with elvish burials is there's basically an acorn of sorts, and when we get buried, the acorn is supposed to be buried with us, and that way we kind of fertilize it and become one with the tree. So I don't know if that tradition was the same back then. I'm not sure.
Is this something?
They used to be buried in wooden coffins with an acorn placed on top of them.
Oh, so not that far off of what we would do now. Okay.
Correct.
For somebody that hates elves, you know a lot about us.
I dislike Torellon. For the most part, you have grown upon me. Corellin is with whom I have my beef.
That's fair. I understand that.
Don't get me wrong.
Is it cooked beef?
Can I smite you? Is that a thing I can do? Can I smite you?
You see Grimsh just turn his head and look at Sultana. It just gives you the like a really big smile.
It's god humor. Between two gods, okay? I'm sorry that you don't get our god humor, Laffian. She looks at Grumsh like, right?
Yeah, he kind of gives you that look back, but not as much. He's still a little more reserved than that, but he kind of nods in your direction and smiles and looks back at the rest of you, and his face continues back to like his serious demeanor, and he's like,
as far as I am able to guess from your people's traditions, whomever it is will probably be buried beneath this tree.
Maybe those were done like miracle trees or something. Kind of like the trees we saw in the... wherever we were.
Perhaps.
Or elves kind of just like trees, I forget.
Well, if there's Roth anybody that's going to know...
in a tree.
If there's anybody that's going to know where it is that we need to go, it's either going to be my father or the head of the guard. Because assumably one of the two should know where we would need to go. Question is, who's more likely to be in the tree at this moment? If I had to guess, my father, but...
This feels like a more of a political thing than a head of the guards thing.
Well, we do like to deter grave robbing of the sort, so...
You see Grimsh just, like, shake his head in obvious disagreement, and he says...
You know how to contact me. You know how to contact her.
Yeah.
Call when you are finished.
I'll contact Demi when we've found the location.
Again, he just kind of like shakes his head at the four of you, gives a slight nod of respect towards Sultana, and then you see him disappear as if like his navel is being pulled back through. You find yourselves alone. The island is not massively busy at this time. A few people walking around, a lot of them gave you a wide berth because there was like a half-orc standing there and they just wanted to not deal with that. But you find yourself before the tree of Belagbud.
Right. I guess let's go find my father. Probably the best bet. At least he would know to talk to if he doesn't know.
True. You make your way inside. Nobody challenges you. After all, you are... a prince and two sirs of the round of the realm, sorry, and squash.
So the pardons.
You'll find it very, very easy to go through your royal statuses, protecting Squash's criminal status. You find yourself inside the tree, and you get taken, you know, kind of like halfway up the tree, and someone a little bit more in the know informs you that your father isn't, in fact, on the island right now. But they do suggest and point you to the direction of a historian, someone who knows the histories of your people exceptionally well. Hmm. And it's just a few floors up. This person is clearly working on their archives or journals or some such. But they mention that they're a little crabby, a little out of sorts. And they mention that, you know, might be good, even though you are a prince, to treat them with some degree of respect. They are very finicky to deal with. And they send you up a few levels. And you find yourselves outside you would know to be a room that opens out and has a balcony on it. It's not a particularly big room. There are a couple of chairs and tables in here. There are a few Belagbud lights that are floating around, just providing enough light where is needed. And you can see that there are books upon books and scrolls upon scrolls, and they're in no particular order. They are just haphazardly on the floor, piled up. They are just literally everywhere, and there seems to be like a very narrow walkway to get to where this person was sitting down. You can see that she has long dyed pinkish hair, and she has like kind of what looks like a bit of a tattoo just like on one side of her face, and it's just mostly of leaves and vines and acorns. She's wearing a very long kind of like dark pink and purple robe, and she seems to be writing using magic, as you can see all the quill just kind of moving across the page on its own.
Okay. Give like a slight rap on the door frame as they walk in.
Come in.
Begging your pardon, needed to speak with a historian that was, I was informed was in here.
Uh-huh. And what would you want with this particular historian if you did find them?
Historian.
Looking for information in a location in particular? As my companion put it, history, yes.
You are killing me, Neil.
Neil, proud of you.
You can see that they turn around and they use like their fingers, and they move like both like hands to move their glasses down to the end of their nose, which are these kind of like half moon glasses. And they kind of look over them over the end of their nose at you, and they say,
"You might want to be a little bit more specific, dearie."
May we enter
elf history?
Okay. Well, if you can find some chairs, come sit down, and I'll get to you when I'm done.
And they turn back to the scroll and continue writing with magic.
Okay. Laughing takes a chair front and center.
that's kind of like, you can find enough, you can push some scrolls and books off. You can find enough seats for the four of you, no problem whatsoever. She spends, like, unless you interrupt her, she's going to spend like a good 10 minutes continuing to write this. And then she very carefully takes off her glasses, almost as if it's ritual, like she closes the arms and places it on top of the scroll. And she turns around in her chair and looks at the four of you. Like to learn Elvish history.
Rollaway.
What kind of history? A little bit more information, please.
We're specifically looking for information on Isildur and where they might be buried. We understand they're likely somewhere under the tree here, but more details would be helpful.
Isildur was one of the very first kings of this land, so it is rumored. Name roughly translates to Moon Monarch, and they are in fact the basis of this very tree we find ourselves in today. They started the tradition of being buried with the acorn.
So you're saying that Isildur is this tree?
Yes.
Ew.
Oh, shit.
Along with various other family members of Isildur's, wives, sons, daughters, grandchildren, etc., etc. Many of them form the basis of this tree.
Is there a chamber of some sorts that may be within the roots? Any way in particular that may have been particular import to Isildur?
The exact location and how to get further down into the root system of the trees have been lost. However, during some of my research, I managed to narrow it down to a few of the wine cellars and the root cellar. But I could never find the exact place myself. I went looking, of course, in my younger days, but now I am purely theoretical.
I don't suppose you have any notes or detailed mappings of that?
Of course not. You are, after all, Prince Lathian. You should know your own...
roots.
Future seat of rulership. I would advise going down to the root cellars and the wine cellars yourself and exploring.
Has nobody known about the burial place for, like, well, surely not centuries, not decades, like, yeah.
Millennia. The exact location and how to get down to the particular burial chamber in which you would find Isildur has been lost for over millennia.
Squash, you have to remember us elves are very fond of some of our secrets.
Indeed.
Some, not all.
However, if I were to further guess, my educated guess based upon the particular habits of the queen at the time, she was very fond of wine, so I would not be surprised if she had placed it somewhere down in the wine cellar.
Can we?
But of course that got lost.
Drink that, yes? Wine in the wine cellar.
You are Ser Zoltana Thunderheart, correct?
Yes, that is correct. I am.
Then as your position allows, you are in fact allowed to partake of wine and food and any other consumable in this place, as your title warrants.
Do you hear that, Lathian? Any consumable in the place.
I'm aware. I, in fact, have repeatedly tried to drive in the point that you two are family now, but...
Correct. You have now been added into the lineage chart, into the family tree. Along with your current partners, they have also been added in as well.
Can I just say out of character that if Zoltana was a different character, she'd be like, you know what consumables means? Anything that I can consume, which includes anything that is living, because you can consume anything living. I could consume your books. Anything is consumable if I try hard enough.
I could consume your old elf body tree.
There are, of course, limits, but I would not recommend pushing them.
Well, I'm not, because Altana's not saying that. She's just thinking about how much of the meat that they have at the here that she's going to eat. But Casey is, yeah, like, if I was playing a very different character, that would have been a really stupid thing to say in front of me, because there's a lot of things that are consumables. So it's all kind of like knobs onto Laffian's arm. Oh.
There are, of course, limits.
You are right. You are my right. I.
Nom, nom, nom.
Right. Well, then I guess we'd best be on our way and start searching. Unless there's any other educated information that you can provide us. Words of wisdom.
Let it be, let it be. Yes. The queen of that time was very peculiar, one might say. She had a certain fascination for unicorns, as they used to be much more prevalent in the world than they are today. She had a unicorn, and its name was Aratiel. If there are ever any passwords you come across, you may wish to try that. That is the best that I could possibly give you.
How would one spell that?
Roll is given.
Aratiel?
The squit, like, really?
A. R.
Wait.
Unicorn.
I'm just going to copy and paste it into the chat for you, and then you can rage as best as you want.
Unicorn?
It means noble unicorn. Kind of, maybe.
Yeah, right.
Okay, well, I'm just going to put an A-E without the fusion between the two, because I don't have that shit on my keyboard.
Uh-huh. You could copy and paste.
Aratiel. I would put a double L at the end of that. Aratiel.
Yeah, but then it'd be rated, and that's not it. Like, we can get the A in there. Let's not add that into normal people's conversations, Athel.
I feel like I need to bully more of you with that sound. And
well, okay, you have that th in your name. We can only punish them so much.
All right. Thank you for your information. It is greatly appreciated.
You're most welcome.
If you feel the tree start shaking a little bit, that's assumably us.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing negative, I assure you.
But check on us, though, just in case it's negative.
Give it like an hour. If we're not back, then yeah, maybe check on us.
Yeah, if the tree shakes, that sounds...
Start the hour timer.
If we're down there, I don't want to be
Inform one of the guards to come check on you if that is happening. I am, as I said, I am happy here with my books and my scrolls. I absolutely not be joining you down there. Once you've made it safe, I would love to tour down that, yes?
Why did you give up searching?
Because I decided that I was wasting my time.
Insight.
Sure.
I don't know why, but this... She's giving up the weirdest
There's
fucking
There's a character
why.
Who's being overly helpful, insight check.
Yeah.
We're not expecting this. When did this happen?
That's a 12. Nothing in particular.
Yeah, she seems to be telling the truth as far as you're aware.
Yeah. I don't know. It's like... In my brain, it's like, oh, they opened the wrong door and they got their brain blasted with the idea that this was all a fantasy and now they're back here. It's like, we're going to get brain blasted too.
I'm neither confirming nor denying your insight was not high enough. Now, if you folks would not mind, I would like you to continue on about your day.
Vacate the premises.
I have many, many scrolls to Yes, thank you. I have many, many treaties to finish writing.
Understood. We depart.
We fuck off.
We make our way to the wine cellars.
Hi, everyone. Ral here. Thank you for listening to the show. We hope you are enjoying the show and learning a lot about the elves and stuff like I am. If you would like to reach out to us, you can reach out to us on Twitter. You can find us at Twitter at TLDpod. We really appreciate those who have reached out to us on Twitter and shared with everyone how much you've enjoyed the show. It means a lot to us when we see those things. So thank you very much. And don't be afraid to come by and say hi. We love to hear from everyone. So you can find us there at TLD Pod. I would like to thank patrons Lord Codex, Gino, Nemea, and Sarah Gaia Kamazi for your support of the show. I'm sure I'm pronouncing some of those things wrong. I'm so sorry. But thank you so much for your support. It means the world to us. So big, big thanks to all of our Patreon supporters. Thank you. Lastly, I would like to thank everyone for being patient with us with our release schedules coming late sometimes. But we've had a lot of life happen lately, and we're trying to get back on track. So I just wanted to thank everyone for being patient with us. And of course, big thanks to you for listening to the show. We will see you next episode. Bye.
This is Valen Solaren, engineering lead Lunar Mining, seeking urgent status update on, well, Earth.
Cheka, a science fiction audio drama.
Nothing has been heard from the Mars colony since before Earth went silent. Maybe they all died too, and all I will find is their bones. I could be the last human. I cannot stay. Trost.
Cheka.
Could you prepare the shuttle?
Affirmative. Long or short range journey?
Oh. Long. Very long.
Welcome. I am Hüge. How may I have the pleasure of addressing you?
It's Cheka.
Cheka. Russian for seagull. Call sign of Russian cosmonaut Valentina Tereshkova, the first Earth woman.
In space, yes, my mother gave me that name.
Probably time you got to know some non-human people.
Oh, you mean like you?
Yes, I am a delightful acquaintance.
Yes, I'm sure you are.
You frightened her.
Ah, she'll get over it. She has other things on her mind.
Cheka, releasing 2022. For more information, please visit y2kpod.com/Cheka. That's Chaika.
Repeat, priority communication to Moonbase. Get back to me and tell me this is just a glitch, all right? Please.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am extremely excited to invite you to Rachel Uncensored. It's my podcast where I sit down and get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. And sometimes we might be under the influence when we do so. We cover things from personal stories to hot button issues. And it's the only place on the internet you can find an uncensored version of me. It's a side of me that you might not have seen before because it's not the most family or brand friendly. But don't worry, I'm still sort of slightly a decent human being. If you're intrigued, then make sure you check it out. New episodes drop every Wednesday. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.